As Christians, we have a wonderful counselor, Jesus Christ, who has invited us to come to Him and find rest for our souls. Many times we go to others for counseling when we really should turn to Him. This is Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I really think that we should learn what it means to turn to our wonderful counselor when we need guidance. Now, earthly counsel and advice can certainly be helpful at times, but I think most of us run to an earthly counselor before we really seek the help of the wonderful counselor. Many people spend hours each week seeking earthly counsel, but how much time are we willing to devote to seeking God's guidance, asking our wonderful counselor to speak to us through quietly sitting before Him and meditating on His Word, just praying and being in an attitude that gives Him an opportunity to give us inner guidance? From time to time, people will call or come to me for counsel. I finally concluded that that's probably not my gift, but whenever I can help someone, I'm so glad to do so. However, one thing I often ask before offering any counsel is, have you sought the counsel of Jesus? Have you looked at the Word of God? Have you prayed about this? When the response is a shocked look or a stammering excuse, I know that they've made the mistake I have also made, and that is seeking answers from someone else before and instead of seeking answers from the Lord. And I know that it's not likely God's going to give them any good counsel through me until they've sought Him first. Why are we so prone to seek earthly counsel instead of heavenly counsel? Well, it's because we can see and touch and hear an earthly person, and that feels good. And then many times we just don't want to hear what we know we'll hear when we go to the Lord. We look for some earthly counselor to validate our action or inactivity and make us feel better about what we know is wrong. I remember counseling a woman once concerning a relationship with a man who was not a believer. She had come to me expecting sympathy and confirmation that this relationship was an exception to the rule, but I gave her some strong biblical counsel to break the relationship before it went any further. She knew the Lord would give her that instruction. She was hoping I could interpret it otherwise and make her feel good about the wrong decision she had already made. If you're seeking earthly counsel, examine your heart today and see if you've been doing it for the wrong reasons. You'll find a copy of this devotional at christianworkingwoman.org. Thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.